Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
And spare this family the torture or kill yourself. Do the right thing, Brian. In your whole life, you've never done anything brave. You're just a coward.
Welcome to J is for Justice podcast. If live breaking news and following true crime is your thing, then please consider subscribing to my channel. And if you like what you see in my videos, please consider giving them a thumbs up. Greg's with us. All right, hold on, you guys. Let me get Greg up and running here. Hey.
Hey, are we working?
We are. I think so.
Oh my gosh. Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Hey, let me turn my camera on. Ooh, that's too close. What is going on with that?
Gotta love the Zoom.
Right? Right. Well, hey, how are you doing? I don't want to take up too much of your time. How much time do you have to talk to
Good.
Us?
We've got a little bit of time. We're actually going to do a night hunt at about 7 o'clock Eastern time here. So we're getting ready. I've got about, 15 or 20 minutes maybe.
Oh, awesome. That's awesome. So can you give us a little scoop on what's been going on? I mean, what got you started and where you're at right now? Just a Reader's Digest.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm on today's day three on the ground here in Florida with Dog's team. Dog's my stepdad, him and my mom just got married and we're on their honeymoon, and Dog's fan base reached out to them while they were out here since they were so close, like an hour and a half away, and said, you guys have to get involved in this. And with the push, and Dog said, all right, here we are. So we came in, I was on the work in the tip lines and the calls and feed information and weeding through all this process back in Colorado on our home base. And once we felt like we had enough information and stuff here, they brought me and our camera guy Nick out. And so we've been jamming 20 hours a day, night, day, mangroves, the ocean. I mean, hitting all these tips. And, like you guys understand, going through a crime, you have to start from the beginning. We've got tips. I mean, Brian's been spotted everywhere in America, according to our tip line.
Right.
So it's really difficult to weed through who, if they actually saw him, if it's actually him. So it's been a really intensive investigation. And then as far as this country out here has definitely been the most difficult for everybody. Let me shut that phone down. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
So we found some really great information today. We've been picking up on taking the tips. We have local authorities working with us. We've had, my gosh, search and rescue out here helping us. I mean, the efforts have been extensive from the locals. Everybody's been exhausted, and it's all volunteer. Everybody's has completely volunteered their time, their boats, their money, just all kinds of stuff. It's been in a really incredible group effort out here. And so Dog's doing everything he can to get all this together and, start from the point of beginning and work our way out. And so what we're trying to do is just check it off the list, go hit this spot. Oh, we got, like last night, we got some video that they found some stuff. So we found a whole bunch of gear, a raft and flippers and all kinds of things. And so we take all that stuff and, bring it back to the, get pictures to the feds. And then they investigate. We found a Red Bull can, and we found some fishing gear and some odds and ends, and just check and see if a pair of pants, and just see if this could potentially be any of his, his things. So
interesting.
We're piecing it together. I mean, we have the dogs out here. We've got drones everywhere. We've got, I thought I shut this thing off. I'm sorry.
You're fine. You got a lot going on over there.
Yeah. And like you could say, I mean, it has been crazy. We just have information coming in from everybody and all over the place. And it's been so
You're getting
incredible.
A lot of tips though, for the DeSoto area. the Fort DeSoto area?
So we have been working extensively in the DeSoto area. There's been tons and tons of tips out here that he's been spotted, that he's been in the area, and that's where his parents were last seen with him at that campsite. So we've been working on trying to get the footage from cameras around the area to see if he was in the vehicle when they left there on the 8th. And then we're hunting the campgrounds. We've been hunting all the islands around there. We've gotten a lot of tips from different points around the place that he has been sighted, potentially seen, might have go. And, you know, at this point we can't let anything, get in the way. So we have to check it and check it off the list. And so we just hit the spot.
So it's a process of elimination, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And until somebody gets us, either we get the right tip or the right lead, we just have to keep going through it and checking and
or corner him, right? Like you guys would ultimately corner him.
Yeah. And so it's, and like I said, we have a full team out here and we have so much help from so many different companies and locals that who know the area and know how to maneuver around. The waters out here are really dangerous to maneuver through because they're extremely shallow. So there's channels that we have to follow more. And at night, you know, if you don't know what you're doing, you could get yourself in a really
bad
spot.
That's really scary.
Yeah.
I actually drove out there during the day and I was creeped out. I went to the campsite number one and I had the heebs.
Yeah, I'm telling you, and especially at night, the snakes, the bugs, dog was all tore up yesterday, was bleeding from his arms and hands and ears. Mm. And I mean, the stuff we're crawling through the mangroves and these islands are just so thick, you know, that nobody would be on. And so,
yeah. So is it normal out there to have things like that laying around, like pants and flip flops and, I mean,
there actually is a lot, surprisingly, there is a lot of trash and stuff that blows up, you know, that washes up. So what we're looking at is things like the energy drink that dog found. And then I found a Red Bull can today. I brought back, you know, hopefully, I mean, it's been washed up with the salt water. So likely them be able to get any prints or DNA off of that.
Right.
I don't know, but we bag it up and send it in. Right.
How long does that typically take to get that back?
It's, you know, that's it. I think it all depends. It's they have to weed through it, and some stuff we get information back right away, and some stuff it just takes time, right?
Yeah.
They have to search
how
it
good
out,
the so sample is,
week, right?
All that
so
stuff.
Exactly, yeah.
We're so glad that you guys are out there because I mean, no one even knew. No, there was no movement, right? No one knew about Fort DeSoto.
Yeah, no kidding. And it's been very, very stressful. It's been, like I said, it's been a really difficult case, especially for dog. And jumping in, he jumped in late, right? So Brian's already had at least 2 weeks on the go since anybody's last seen him.
Yeah.
So, and dog jumped in a week after he had been gone, at least. So working cold case, no movement. The parents aren't cooperating. The sister isn't cooperating. The feds aren't cooperating with dog, you know, so I think all the way around, it's been really challenging.
Yeah.
For us,
so you guys are kind of on your own, the Lone Rangers out there with all these great volunteers though.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I think we're working on, I don't know if a GoFundMe or there's going to be an account set up so that we can try and help, get money back for the boats. I mean, one of the boat captains out here spent $700 a day in gas just running us around. Yeah.
Oh, you guys definitely
should. The waters,
the
resources, and everything is coming out of dog's pocket.
Wow.
We're doing this on our own. And, you know, and so we're doing the best we can to try and we put up some people in a hotel. So we're doing everything we can.
That's rough terrain. I mean, you guys are taking a beating out there.
It's hardcore. I'm telling you what.
So what happened last night with your phone?
Oh my gosh. So we've been, like I said, the mangroves are so thick and this stuff. And what we're trying to find is if somebody took 10 steps into these mangroves, you can't see anything, right? So we have to get in there, get the dogs in there. We get the drones over top of the area and they have like a mile radius. So they can get on top and see any movement and help us kind of maneuver through this stuff. Mm-hmm. And then the dogs, of course. And I mean, we're carrying these dogs through the mangroves and and you have to walk on the mangroves.
Gosh.
And so what happened was, is there's this little channel where the water comes through and the water is about 2 inches deep. And then I was going to take my step through and I'm not kidding you. I sunk to my neck
in
muck and crap.
Wow.
And so I had my phone in my pocket.
So they had to pull you out.
Yeah. And it's like quicksand. Cause I mean, it was just snot,
that's,
you know, it was
scary. Water and gook, that really is.
It's crazy. You know, like I said, the snakes and there's spiders the size of your head and everything's poisonous and tearing you up.
Is it true
and-
too, that you can almost like some of those little island, like the little keys, you can walk between them? Is that true?
Oh my gosh. I bet you. Yeah. Like I said, the water's so shallow in areas. It's maybe a foot deep, less than a foot deep. And I think we searched on our second day. So yesterday we searched four islands just by, it was faster just to walk to them. With some of the days we would get the first day that I was out, we were having to push the boats. And so we rented an airboat to get around.
Oh my God.
I mean, we've been on kayaks. I'm serious. I would be we'd boat to one area and then you can't get in there. So I'd get in a kayak and then kayak out into through the mangroves. And then we'd find the channels and stuff that potentially might be, we can get in, and then we get on foot. We got the ground team. I mean, it's a pretty extensive ordeal.
It sounds like it. And I've been dying like to know. I know you can't give your location. I get it. I'm not even going to ask, but I'm not going to lie. I've been on like Google Earth at night because I can't sleep until this guy's found. And I've been like zooming in on all the little places going, maybe this is where they're at. Maybe comparing trees. Yeah. Where are they? But
and we get so many videos and pictures and messages sent from the Temp Line that we're, you know, doing this and watching through the video and trying to compare, like, okay, is this location where we're at? And looking for, like, today we were looking for we thought it was a sunken sailboat, but it just happened to be an abandoned sailboat that was sitting on the sandbar. So at low tide, it was sitting on the sand, right? Not in the water. But once we got out to it and found it, we investigated that, of course, you know. And all those houses out there, there's so many, you know, people from, like, we're from Colorado. So what do you do in the wintertime? You come out to Florida, but in the summer they're not in the house. So, you know, we've been looking police reports to see if anyone tip lines, if there's break-ins or anything like that. I mean, we are checking every single rock and corner and mangrove crook that we can get.
It sounds like, I love it. I love it because we were all so frustrated. We're all sitting here. And, you know, we've got protesters at the house, and then all of a sudden here comes dog, right? Knocking on the door, and everyone's like, oh shit, it's on now. You know,
I love the balls of dog, you know, it's so awesome. And, but here's the deal with that. And I'm glad I'm going to be able to say this to you, is that we have Gabby's mother's blessing to go get this guy.
Nice.
So in dog's mind, that's it. Mm-hmm. And it's on. Mm-hmm. Right. And so nothing is going to get in his way. Nothing's going to stop him from, you know, doing the best that we can. And of course, there are so many theories out here that he got away and got to Cuba, maybe got to Mexico, maybe he's in Canada. So there's so much stuff.
Is there any thought on this Tennessee aspect or no?
They closed the sighting in Tennessee was a false.
Oh.
The local police enforcement down there, we're able to locate this guy and get eyes on him and confirm that it was not Brian.
Thank God.
So we know he wasn't in Tennessee, and there still's a possibility that he may be in Boone. You know, he's got his grandfather out there, and there's been a lot of sightings out there. But again, we have to start from the base point,
right,
and try and get a track and get a trail.
So we have to be patient.
Follow that, right? So we have to be patient. It takes work. And I promise you guys, we are doing everything we absolutely can. I seriously, like, we're only a couple hours of sleep every night when we can, on the boats, just wherever you can get a couple minutes in and then get back to it. So we are doing everything we can to get this guy and get some justice for Gabby's family.
Yeah, you guys are heroes, man. I mean, no one was doing anything. And then we've got, you know, down there in Northport in front of the house, I don't know if you guys saw today, the banner went over the house, Justice for Gabby. I mean, everybody is amazing and has done a lot of things to keep this.
The support has been incredible. And I just want to say that we are incredibly grateful for all the tips, all the information, all the help, all the love. Everything dog is just, like, you guys, it's overwhelming. It's so awesome to have everyone's support on this. And
Tampa
and
Bay just has to hear, been good to the dog crew.
Yeah,
that's good to hear.
Really. Yeah, it's been awesome. So we're getting, and like I said, we're getting ready to go back out for a night hunt. We got the lights and spotlights and dogs and drones, and we're hoping maybe we can catch a campfire or, you know, get a lead off of some of the stuff we found today. So that's what we're planning on doing. We're packing up and
Be safe on this night thing. That sounds Scary. Have you seen any alligators?
Oh yeah, we've seen it all. Sharks, ooh, alligators, dolphins. I, like I said, snakes.
Well, dolphins are cute, but
The dolphins were really awesome. It let me tell you, the cool part about this is Florida is such a beautiful place, and you know, I know it's amazing to be down here. Mm. And so sometimes it doesn't feel like we're working. You
yeah,
know
that
I mean?
Area is gorgeous. Those little keys. It's like, can I just put a little house right here?
Yeah, seriously. I mean, this is a beautiful place to be, but we are working hard. And I mean, Dog and my mom sacrificed their honeymoon to jump in on this. And Dog is doing everything he can to make this happen. So yeah, we appreciate you
guys.
Tell
the
so
rest
much
of the team too, that we are all rooting for you guys, and we're here rooting, and you guys are doing the right thing. Now, you have your own podcast.
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
Tell us about that before you go.
Beyond my show, the Bounty. Beyond the Bounty. Yep. I've been through an incredible life myself and have been through all kinds of stuff. And I had turned my life around, right? So my goal is to share my story about how I've come through drug addiction and crime and life of crime. You know, I was on the other side too. And I think knowing that side helps you to understand the good side, right? Mm-hmm. So we share the stories and stuff, and then like I said, I try and connect with people that are making a difference in their community and their world.
That's
fathers
great.
I'm a part of a group called the Iron Council, and they're a group of men that just get after it, and they set plans and focus on in four areas: calibration, condition, connection, and contribution. Calibration is yourself. Your connection is your family and friends. Your condition is your well-being and your nutrition. And then contribution is what you give back to your family, to society, to your community. And so we set
dog.
Goals. Yep. And there's the dog here. Dog, you want to say, hey, J for Justice. Everyone says they love you. And thank you so much for what we're doing. Aloha from the dog, guys.
Oh my goodness. That's awesome. But I didn't mean to cut you off. I saw that hair. I was like,
yeah,
there
I was
is.
Hoping he was going to make an appearance. Dog caught a quick, like I said, we catch a quick nap when you can. We're sure. Getting ready to shuffle places around so we can get the team together. Right now we're in two different, they're in a B&B and we're staying in another place. So
I appreciate so much you taking the time out, but where can we find your podcast?
So I'm on everything: Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Google, they're on all the stuff. So Pandora, anything you listen to podcasts, check it out. I got a portable mic here and everything set up. So what I'm going to try and do this week is get some updates from some of the people we're working with and some of the locals that are helping us out. And so you guys can get a little bit more information on what's going on down here and the efforts that they're putting in and that we're putting in. Trying to keep everybody a little bit better updated.
Well, I think you guys are doing a great job considering how busy you are. So
well,
appreciate
you. Thank you so much
for trying. And yeah, we'll be praying for you to be safe tonight. I mean, for real, that's
scary
stuff.
Thank you so much.
We
appreciate that. Dog appreciates all mm-hmm. the prayers, especially. That's what we're asked for.
All right. Well, thanks again. And hopefully we can catch up again when you have some time and you can give us some more updates.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was
hopefully
great
the next
you.
Update. Will be that we're on a
yeah
scale,
that you found him sitting
absolutely.
Sitting crisscross applesauce.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, thanks, Greg. You've been great.
Thank you, Jay. You're
all
wonderful,
right.
And it was great to be on the show.
Yeah,
thank you
talk
so much.
To you soon. Take care.
Thanks, take care, guys.
Stay safe.